A years-long debate comes to a head here in Minnesota this week over the fate of a pipeline. Enbridge Energy wants to replace its aging Line 3 pipeline, which carries crude oil from Canada's tar sands region to the near Minnesota-Wisconsin border. But the proposed route for the new line has outraged environmentalists and Native Americans. Now regulators in Minnesota are deciding its fate. Dan Crocker is a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio News who's been following this every step of the way. Dan, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
So bring us back to the beginning of this. What is the argument? Are we looking to replace a pipeline, get rid of a pipeline, fix a pipeline?
So in a nutshell, Enbridge Energy, this Canadian company, they have this, it's called Line 3, the pipeline. It's over 50 years old. It's cracking. It's corroding. It's had some big spills in the past. So Enbridge wants to replace it, but they want to replace it with a bigger pipeline that's going to be able to carry nearly twice as much oil, and they want to put it along a new route across northern Minnesota. So it's a replacement, but it's also an expansion, and that expansion part of it is part of what has angered a lot of the opponents of this.
Now, whenever we talk about pipelines these days, I can't help but think about what happened at Standing Rock. So there was a lot of environmental pressure on that. Now, what are environmentalists saying about this particular pipeline?
Well, there's a couple main arguments. They are concerned about the threat of spills. The threat of a catastrophic spill is rare, but it happens. And this pipeline travels across northern Minnesota, which, if anyone's been there, knows is replete with lakes and rivers and really pristine areas. So that's a number one concern. Also, the climate change impacts. Oil from the tar sands region of Canada is more carbon intensive. It's a heavy crude, takes more energy to extract. So it's a similar argument, actually, to the Keystone XL pipeline, another pipeline folks may have heard about, in that there are a lot of folks are concerned about the climate change impact. So those, from the environmental perspective, those are two of the main concerns.
You mentioned Standing Rock, also wondering if there is intense pushback from the Native American community. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a huge component of this. So this travels through northern Minnesota. There are five Ojibwe bands that have reservations in northern Minnesota. It gets complicated. So the proposed new route does not travel directly through reservations, but it travels through land that tribes used to occupy. There are a lot of important cultural sites. Wild rice is a huge deal among tribes in northern Minnesota, a lot of pristine wild rice waters. But so most tribes are vehemently opposed and have threatened protests like Standing Rock. However, the current pipeline actually travels through two reservations. One of those Indian tribes is called the Leech Lake Band, and it's nuanced. They would prefer to have the new pipeline away from their reservation rather than having this old line that's prone to leaks continue to operate through their reservation.
Now, we're going to be watching this week. This decision is going to be made here. Who stands to win if this pipeline is expanded or fixed?
Sure. Well, Enbridge is the pipeline company, so they're obviously the main entity that stands to win. And the decision is expected next week. But it's also, there are a lot of economic impacts here. I mean, this is a multi-billion-dollar infrastructure project, thousands of construction jobs. So there's a big economic impact to Minnesota as well that regulators, these decision makers, are weighing against some of the environmental concerns and tribal concerns that we talked about.
And what's your take? What's your takeaway? Should I say, are we thinking this is going to pass?
I mean, 10 years ago, these types of energy infrastructure projects would likely get rubber stamped. But it's sort of a new era. These pipelines have become really larger symbols of this fight, you know, with Native American concerns, climate concerns, these environmental concerns. And there's a lot of questions about, do we really need this oil with electric vehicles and other technologies coming online? So to be honest, I'm as curious, and I really don't know what to anticipate.
Dan Crocker is a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio News, and he's also on the team behind their new podcast launching today called Rivers of Oil, all about the dramatic conflict around pipelines from Dakota Access to Line 3. Dan, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.